Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Real Deal with Thomas and Ari, the podcast where we talk about anything and everything to do with movies. Be sure to follow us at StingerEHS on both Twitter and Instagram. I'm Thomas.
I'm Ari.
And it's time for our feature presentation. So today, as some of you may know, the Cannes Film Festival, we would be in the thick of it right now. It would have started yesterday or 2 days ago, I think. Do you know?
Yeah, I think so.
Something like that. The specifics are not important. Nonetheless, the very famous French Film Festival would be happening right now. One of the most prestigious in the industry. That's where Parasite premiered last year, if anyone's a fan of that movie. But since it would be happening right now, we thought it would be good, slightly sad, albeit, to talk about what movies likely would have premiered at Cannes. They never released an official selection, although I think they said they're doing something in June. Do you know about that, Ari, where they're like releasing what would have been at Cannes?
Yeah, I've heard things, but nothing. I don't think there's been much.
Yeah, it said like initial official selection. Sounds funny, but yeah. They said they were going to announce that in June. But today we're going to use some evidence and our own speculation to determine what we think might have been at Cannes, and we'll talk about those movies and when they've been moved to release, because obviously none of them are releasing now unless it's on streaming services or on demand. But not a lot of big movies are doing that, so it's an interesting situation.
Yes.
I guess we could just jump right into it then. So the first one here, probably the least well-known, is called Peninsula. It's an unofficial sequel to a relatively famous Korean zombie movie from a few years ago called Train to Busan. Have you seen that?
Well, I said yes, but no, I've not seen it.
Yeah,
I said yes before. So
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I've heard it's good, though. I don't know.
But I have wanted to see it. I just have never gotten around to it. And I always thought it was an interesting idea.
It seemed like an interesting concept. And also, it seems like Korean cinema is getting a lot of the spotlight nowadays, with Parasite having just won Best Picture, first foreign film ever. So it seems like a better time than ever for a Korean zombie movie to do relatively well in the U.S. So, yeah. Train to Busan, the one that Peninsula is an unofficial sequel to, was in the Midnight series maybe at Cannes a few years ago. I'm not sure exactly what series, but the point is it was competing at Cannes 3 years ago, 4 years ago, something like that. So
in 2016 it came out. So
2016?
Yeah,
something like that. The point is it probably would have been there. And I don't know. I feel like if it had come out at Cannes, like right now, I'd probably be watching Train to Busan because of all the popularity of that. I would be like, I want to go back and watch it. But since you're still having not watched it, I don't know. I don't have much else to add for this one. Do you?
No. I mean, I'm excited for it. I'll probably watch it.
Yeah, I think once it does come out, I'll probably watch Train to Busan and then see this. It's called Peninsula, by the way. Anybody forgot that while we were rambling?
Yes.
Anyway, here's a more popular movie, I'd say. We might have a little bit more to talk about this one. It's called Last Night in Soho, and it seems like a perfect fit for what is the Midnight series at Cannes, where it's like kind of weird, like psychological or horror movies, maybe thrillers. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'll just check the exact plot. It's some kind of psychological horror film directed by Edgar Wright. I think that's... Yeah,
they haven't really said much about it.
They haven't?
No, they haven't said too much about the plot.
Okay. Well, yeah, and for anyone who isn't aware, Edgar Wright is the director behind a ton of famous comedy movies of the 21st century, like Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, The End of the World? Is that what the one is called? I don't remember.
You mean... I think that you're thinking... Wait.
There's one that's called, like, the End of the World or something like that. Almost positive. Well, while you look that up, I presume you're looking it up. I will mention.
You're thinking of Scott Pilgrim.
No, I'm not. Yes,
it's because it's called Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Dude, I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna look it up right now. Versus the World. Talk about Baby Driver while I look it up.
Baby Driver? Oh yeah, I like Baby Driver.
It's a good movie, right?
2 years ago. I don't know. I've only seen it once. It was a very long time ago.
The World's End. That's what it's called. That's a movie directed by Edgar Wright, 2013. Anyway, sorry for that brief interruption. Baby Driver, that came out a few years ago. That was pretty popular, 2017, I think. Ansel Elgort was in it. But yeah. The point is, Edgar Wright, famous British director, and he's got a movie which when did they delay it to Last Night in Soho? September 25th, 2020. That's when it's supposed to release now. So that would have been a really interesting movie to hear about now. We'd be hearing a lot of buzz about how weird it is, I guess, how crazy. It stars Anya Taylor-Joy.
Yeah. Apparently, she compared it to a disturbing acid trip.
Oh, well, that must be fun. I'm a fan of Anya Taylor-Joy. I am not. The one movie I saw her in, The Witch, I am not the biggest fan of. I enjoy it. I like Robert Eggers' work, who directed that. But I was really blown away by her performance in that movie. So I was excited for this one last night in Soho.
Yeah.
Got anything else for this one?
I mean, not really, because there's honestly not that much to say about it since I haven't said that much about
it. It's very true. They're keeping this one under wraps, which I guess is good for this kind of movie. I feel like it's very, very good to just kind of go in blindly with a crazy movie like this. Yeah. You know? I'm trying to think of an experience I've had with that. Like Mandy. Yeah. I don't know if anybody's heard of that, but that's a Nicolas Cage movie from 2 years ago, directed by Panos Cosmatos. That's a crazy movie. I know we're getting kind of off topic right now, but I will always take an opportunity to talk about Mandy.
Mandy's an amazing movie.
I didn't really know anything about it, and I watched it, and it was mind-blowing. And the reason I'm not saying anything about it right now is because I want people to experience the same thing. So if you like crazy movies, I would definitely recommend Mandy. Anyway, back to Cannes. Another movie that I think was like almost confirmed to be going to Cannes, maybe not, I don't know, called The Five Bloods, directed by Spike Lee, who most recently got a lot of fame for Black Klansman. He's obviously already a very famous director, but his most recent movie was very successful, called Black Klansman, starring John David Washington and Adam Driver. So yeah, you have any thoughts on this movie?
Well, I actually read that it's actually going to be released on Netflix on June 12th.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there we go. That's one of these that's getting a streaming service release.
But yeah, I actually just learned about this today. I had not heard about it before. And I'm quite excited for it.
Yeah, I hadn't heard about it until like a week ago when Spike Lee posted about it. And it's some kind of war film, right?
Mm-hmm. So it's about these Black Vietnam veterans who go back to Vietnam to retrieve their squad leader who died.
Okay, that's an interesting concept. I feel like it's a
and there's also cast, right? Buried Treasure.
Oh, yeah, Chadwick Boseman's in it, Black Panther himself. So this will definitely be a popular one. I'm definitely excited for that. I think Spike Lee's last movie, Black Klansman, was at Cannes. So, yeah, it's definitely...
Well, I think I read that he's actually, a judge or something.
Really? Like, on the jury?
Yeah, something like that.
Maybe he was on the jury 1 year, because they, rotate it, where, different, big stars are on the jury every year. But, yeah, I guess this one's good because we actually know a release date and we'll all be able to watch it as long as you have Netflix. I'm definitely going to be watching it the day it comes out, which is
he was the president of the jury for this year.
Okay. He was if they were going to have Cannes this year, he was going to be the president of the jury?
Yes.
Okay. Although maybe that means then that he would have been able to, or he's going to pick the movies that are going into their weird initial official selection or whatever.
Perhaps.
I don't know if the jury's involved in the selection, actually, or if they're just involved in critiquing the movies. I digress. Don't we get out of school on June 12th? Isn't that the last day of online school?
Honestly, I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea.
Fair enough. I'm pretty sure it is, though. So I know what I'm going to be doing when I'm done with my work. So, yeah. Next up is a movie I was especially excited for. Maybe not everybody. Maybe not you specifically. I know your thing was CG animation, 3D animation. But no, this movie.
Listen.
All right.
I think I'll enjoy.
Yeah. So this movie, for everyone who has no idea what we're talking about, which is all of you, it's called Soul. It's a Pixar movie. It was set to release June this year, and it bears a lot of similarities to Pixar's Inside Out from 5 years ago, which was an out-of-competition special screening at Cannes that year. So it's very likely that Soul would have been the same thing. They're both directed by the same guy, actually, Pete Docter. They're both personifications of abstract concepts, as Inside Out is obviously human emotion, and Soul is the human soul, as many could probably guess. And they both, Inside Out was released in June, and Soul was supposed to be released in June, so the stars really aligned for this one to be a big out-of-competition special screening, but alas, I guess it won't.
Yeah. I'm actually kind of excited for the movie because I think it's a cool like premise.
Yeah, and the trailer looks really good, I think. Yeah. And I believe Jamie Foxx plays the lead character. I like Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
I think he's charismatic. He's a cool dude.
Well, and I think 3D animation is it's good for things like this. I like it when it's used for these movies.
Yeah.
Like things were very theoretical.
Like yeah.
Abstract
ideas.
I think
I know what you mean. Yeah, like, you don't like when a 3D animated movie goes for realism.
Yes.
And to be honest, I kind of agree with you. I don't hate it, but I don't see the point. Like, I don't know what the goal is to make it look realistic. If you want it to look so realistic, just make it live action.
Yeah.
But I guess they can do more crazy things in animation that you obviously can't do in real life, so.
Yeah, I suppose.
But yeah, I'm really excited for this movie. Did they announce a release date? Is it? It's still set for June 19th, it says, I think.
It says on here it's November 20th.
November 20th? Oh, they changed it. So I guess Google is wrong, but Wikipedia is not.
Yes.
November 20th. I feel like Disney has a track record of like releasing things Thanksgiving weekend. So unless we get like a big second wave of the virus or whatever. I don't know a lot about that. I guess Soul will probably be a pretty big hit, if I had to guess.
Well, I think if we do get a second wave, there will likely be some sort of... People will have already figured out how to get it by then. Like, watch it and stuff.
That's true. Yeah, so I'm a little sad we're going to have to wait another 5 months for this movie, but I guess that's how it is. There isn't really any way to avoid this whole virus thing.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts on Soul?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, next up, this is a big movie. This is a big one. And it's like kind of like at the center of a very big conversation about what's going on with movie theaters and coronavirus. It's called Tenet, directed by Christopher Nolan, who's maybe most well known for the Batman movies.
Yes.
And
among many, many others.
Yes. Well, specifically Batman Begins, Dark Knight, Dark Knight Rises, stuff like that. What else has he made? We should probably talk about that. Inception. That's a big one. Dunkirk. I guess this isn't really important, but the point is Christopher Nolan, he's a big director, and I don't think he's ever had a movie premiere at Cannes, but a lot of the time his movies will release in July or June, which are like the perfect release dates for like a big movie like this to have a special screening at Cannes to like get buzz, like Inside Out did, and last year Rocket Man did, and like 5 years ago Mad Max Fury Road did. So it's like a big thing for blockbusters like this to do that. So who knows? Definitely could have had a special screening. And this movie looked particularly interesting. It's got some weird stuff to do with time. Like, you know, what do you understand what's going on in this movie?
I'm not sure. I'm currently like it's very odd. It's just like a puzzle
Yeah,
at
the
this
trailers
moment
look
to
so
me.
weird. It's like time is moving backwards, but only like for specific objects in the environment, like bullets are moving backwards. It looks weird. But in the movie is John David Washington and Robert Pattinson, two of my favorite actors working today. John David Washington being the star of BlacKkKlansman, movie we were just talking about earlier.
Yes.
Thought he had a great performance. And Robert Pattinson,
I love Robert
who,
Pattinson.
yes, Robert Pattinson might be my favorite actor working today. Other than Willem Dafoe, which is very funny because both of them were in The Lighthouse last year, my favorite movie of last year. So, I don't know. Guess I really like The
I'm always just
Lighthouse.
gonna flex the fact that I was in the same room as Willem Dafoe.
I know. You walked by with that ticket and you won rock, paper, scissors. I will always remember that. But yeah, Tenet is kind of at the center because Warner Bros. Is like all their top executives right now are discussing whether or not to push back the release date because Christopher Nolan is really pushing to have this movie theatrically release in July when it was supposed to kind of be like the flagship title to bring theaters back during this whole coronavirus thing. And like, I don't know if it's going to be safe. Listen, my opinion on this is I definitely want to see this movie in theaters, but I also don't want the coronavirus to kill millions of people. So I think they should release this as early as possible when it is safe. I don't mean as early as possible. I mean, as soon as it is safe, I think they should release it. I don't think they should just risk it to make money, you know?
Speaking of the coronavirus, I had to go get a coronavirus test today. And
Oh, I forgot about that. What was that like?
so obviously they stuck a huge like swab up my nose.
Yeah, I
And
absolutely hate stuff like that at the doctor. I don't know if I could do that.
I wasn't really sure how it was going to feel like. I mean, I knew it was going to be bad,
Yeah.
but I didn't expect like what it was going to feel like at all.
Yeah.
It's quite difficult to actually explain how it felt, but it felt like it was behind your eyes, like the little
Oh,
thing.
God.
It was bad. It hurt, but I mean, afterwards, it's like not so bad, and it's short, but it's unpleasant
Yeah.
as it's going. It's very unpleasant as it's going on.
It's so funny that, like, that's a big thing for why I really want to stay at home and not get the coronavirus because I don't want to have to go through that test. Because, like, I'm bad with, like, doctor stuff. I don't know how to explain this, but, like, needles and things like that, I'm not good with that.
I mean, it wasn't that bad because it wasn't that much situated like a doctor's office. Like they had a chair
Yeah.
instead, but
Huh.
it was still unpleasant.
Yeah, it does not sound fun. Anyway, another thing actually kind of with Robert Pattinson, who we were just talking about, is the Batman movie directed by Matt Reeves. It is currently in like a weird limbo because it was like they were in the thick of filming when this whole quarantine thing started. So I don't know what's going on with that movie. And I heard that like Robert Pattinson just like stopped exercising, right?
Yes, I sent that article.
Yes,
Honestly, good for
he's
him.
just not listening to his trainer. Yeah,
Good for
he
him.
should. He realizes that he's probably not going to be filming for a while.
He can fix it.
Yeah, he'll figure it out. But it's just that's interesting. You know, that movie was delayed to the day before my birthday next year, October 7th. I'm annoyed. I was so close to it being on my birthday, but
Just
it's
have your
fine.
birthday on that day.
Yeah, dude, just moved my birthday. I'm excited for the Batman, but now like I don't know when it's gonna come out. I feel like it sucks because there were so many movies like that. We're like, oh, I can't wait to see that, and now I have no idea when I'll be able to see them.
I mean, who knows?
I feel like the end of this year is gonna be crazy with movies, with just like
They're
them
just gonna
cramming.
dump them all.
Yeah, or like not the end of this year, more like whenever coronavirus is over, I should say, whenever the theaters reopen. They'll just
It's
dump.
going to be packed all the time, too, to the
Yeah.
most it can be.
Yeah, it'll be like a bunch of major releases every month, like way too many.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work out.
Yeah, should be interesting. When did... Oh, wait, yeah, that's right. Tenet hasn't been delayed yet. Although I think they said something about a decision being made this week, right?
Yeah, it's not sure, though.
Hmm. It feels like every other major Hollywood studio is, like, waiting for that decision, waiting for what Warner Bros. Is going to do to, like, see if they should follow suit or back off. It's interesting that kind of the entire landscape of movie theaters is riding on this one movie.
Yeah.
I guess we'll see how that works out. Last movie we're going to talk about for today is the one I was most excited for. It's Wes Anderson's return to live action 6 years later after the Grand Budapest Hotel, and it's called The French Dispatch. Originally slated for July, this is now releasing in October, I believe.
Yes, October 16th.
Yeah, I think this is actually technically a Disney title, right? Because it's a 20th Century Fox movie.
Yeah, it's Searchlight.
Fox Searchlight. Yeah, Fox Searchlight Studios. Or whatever it's called.
I'm very excited for it, honestly.
I'm so excited for this movie. The cast is insane. Just to name a few of the names. Timothy Chalamet, Saoirse Ronan, Bill Murray, Owen Wilson, Edward Norton, Tilda Swinton, Willem Dafoe, and like at least five or six more big names, which is just, it's baffling to me that a movie can have this many famous people. What is it about exactly? It's something to do with like an American newspaper in France.
So it's an American newspaper in 20th century France.
Yeah, it's like a like an outpost for it in France or something like that. It's something weird like that. And it's, I think it's, they're publishing a like anniversary edition or something like that, highlighting three of the best stories from their last decade in news covering. So,
yeah.
Sounds pretty great to me.
And it's actually based on some of like real life equivalents from the New Yorker, apparently.
Really?
Apparently.
Aren't these stories like crazy though? Like, isn't there something about like an artist in prison and like he's like having an affair with a guard, and that's like, and she's his muse, and then like Timothy Chalamet is in a bathtub on the poster? This just looks like a weird movie.
I don't know, but I will be very interested to see it. Very interested.
Yeah, I love Wes Anderson. You do too, obviously. With if anybody listened to our first episode, they would know. Yes. As we both put Fantastic Mr. Fox on there.
Yes.
One of his stop-motion animated movies. But
I also love very much Isle of Dogs.
Yes! That is such an underrated movie, I feel like.
It's so good.
It seems so good. But more with Cannes, specifically, since that's what we've been talking about. This definitely was lined up to be Wes Anderson's return to Cannes, because I think for his last two movies, Isle of Dogs and Grand Budapest Hotel, he premiered them at Berlin Film Festival, which actually did happen this year, a few months ago.
Yeah.
His last movie, but he has been to Cannes before. His last movie there was Moonrise Kingdom in 2011, I want to say. And since this had a July release date, as I said before, that kind of lines it up perfectly for a nice trip to Cannes. We would have been hearing a lot of buzz about this movie, I presume.
Mm, yeah.
And yeah, it's just sad to look at what could have been, but at least we'll get these movies at one point.
Well, hopefully they'll figure out that they're going to have to release them at home when they release them in theaters too. Or at least in a short period of time. After.
Yeah, and it sucks because like I don't want them to just go straight to video because or demand, because I am definitely a big fan of the theater experience and seeing movies on the big screen, so I really want to wait for these to be on the big screen, and it's just upsetting for all these movies that just are skipping right past that, because I think the Five Bloods, the Spike Lee movie, had a planned theatrical release, but I guess now it's not having that. Which is disappointing, to say the least. I think that's about all we have to talk about for this. We looked at movies that could have been at Cannes, talked a little bit about your coronavirus test.
Yes, I get the results tomorrow.
Oh, that's exciting.
24-hour return.
Fairly quick turnaround, I'd say. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I also have to take my AP physics test tomorrow.
Oh gosh.
I'm gonna do so bad. I'm so not ready for it at all.
Nobody tell Miss Furry, but I still have not started studying.
Oh, me neither. I haven't started my work for this week.
Holy crap. That should be fun. Okay. Yeah, well, it's going to be fun. We don't want to complain. We don't want to complain to everybody listening to us.
Well, I'm sure everybody else is just feeling the same.
Yeah. I bet a lot of people are in the same boat.
Yeah.
I'd say that's all for today. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree.
And to anybody listening, don't forget to throw your popcorn away on the way out.